Good morning, everybody. We are back here on the Mighty 690 KGGF, and I was saying that Candy Westbrook was going to come in from the Chamber of Commerce, but she is a sick kiddo today. So in her place today, we have Sam and Keisha, also from the Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, ladies. How are you doing?
Good morning. We're good.
It's been a good morning so far, and was a late night for me, but I'm doing okay tonight. So again, hey, lots of things going on in Coffeyville. Ladies, the floor is yours. Let's hear what's going on in Coffeyville.
Yeah, perfect. So this morning, our CNN meeting was hosted at Green Acres. That's at 1917 West 4th, kind of by the elementary school. And Joni Giesen is the owner there, her and her husband Rich. And they talked about, they kicked it off by letting us know that they've actually been in business here in Coffeyville for 29 years. So next year will be their 30 years here, which is amazing for a small business to be here. They do have a new employee. Her name is Hannah, and she's been doing a lot of their marketing and kind of updating some of their like displays and stuff. So if you haven't been in the store, definitely go in, meet Hannah. She's really bubbly and awesome personality and very knowledgeable. She was kind of giving us the tour and talking about some of the products they've ordered, so it was pretty cool. But Green Acres is a full-line florist, so they do anything from weddings, funerals, birthdays, just because... pretty much anything. If you have a holiday going on or anything you can think of, flower-wise, gift-wise, you can find something there. So they have different jewelry, candles, cool decorative signs, pre-made party dips where you can just mix in, and if you need to take something to a party, you can. I actually picked up a few because I thought, hey, the holidays are coming up, and I can just mix this in with some cream cheese, and people think I did something awesome. So, and they're only like $6. So, a lot of great new Christmas decor in there. So tons of things for that. They also do landscaping. So Rich, who is Joni's husband, he does all the landscaping stuff. So they do anything from design to refurbishing a curb and making the curb appeal better. They do free estimates. So if you're interested in, oh, you know, I really could use some landscaping, but I don't know the price, have them come out, give you a free estimate and kind of let you know what you're looking at before you make a decision. They do commercial and residential. So a wide variety of different things. Their hours there are Monday through Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then Saturday, 8:30 to 1 p.m. But this Sunday, they will be open, of course, for our holiday open house. So from noon to 4 p.m., you can go around. We have tons of different businesses participating in that. They're going to have refreshments, giveaways. If you purchase an item, you get a pop-up balloon for a potential free gift or a percentage off. So stop by there for their holiday open house at Green Acres.
Sounds like it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, so. Yeah, they got a lot going on. And like I said, all their Christmas decor is up. It looks so pretty in there. So definitely go check it out and kick your holiday shopping off right here in Coffeyville.
Absolutely.
So, next, we had Yvonne Hull with Coffeyville Community College. She mentioned that spring enrollment did start this week. So check that out if you're looking to get enrolled in some spring classes. She also mentioned that they do offer some online classes over the holiday break. So maybe if you have a student or you're someone that goes to a four-year and you're thinking, oh, I could really knock out a gen ed a lot cheaper and get it done before I have to go back for the spring semester, you can do that while you're home for the holidays. So check out their website and see if that's something that you're interested in. Next Friday, they are hosting their Red Raven Holiday. So it's a free event for the community. Always a great time. Tons of activities. All the students are involved and a lot of the faculty and stuff. So make sure to put that on your list of things to do next Friday, which I believe is the 15th. The 15th. I wrote that down, but I was questioning myself. So, check that out. They have basketball going on tonight at the college, 5:30 and 7:30, women's and men's basketball. This weekend, they also have a Community State Basketball Classic that's going to be there. And the district games for the volleyball is hosted here. Is that okay? I want to make sure I got that correct.
Saturday is going to be really busy.
Yes.
Saturday's going to be really busy with basketball and volleyball all at the same building.
So. Yes, which is nice, all in one place.
Absolutely.
So if you're looking for something to do, go watch those games. They did mention that if they win this, they will move on to the national championship. Is that correct?
That's correct.
The tournament.
They're going to do it.
That's yep. So get behind them. Check it out. Great team.
Trying for the three-peat.
Yes. Yep. It's going to happen. It's going to be awesome. And last thing Yvonne mentioned was Rotary is hosting their bingo night this Saturday at Holy Name. So if you guys need tickets for that, we are selling them at the Chamber for Rotary, and you can get those there. Next, we had Chrissy at Cooperative Credit Union, and she just wanted to mention that they do have some loan specials and new programs. So if you go to their Facebook page this afternoon, she's going to put all those details up about different specials and things they are going to be having there. Next, we had Kathy Hetty from Windsor Assistant Living. She mentioned that their 8th Street location and their Tyler Street location both have rooms ready to be rented. And actually, the Tyler Street, they can accommodate couples. So if you have, you know, a couple that needs to move to assisted living or that, they can help you out there. But she was talking about, you know, they do so many activities. Your laundry's done. They provide meals. It's really a great gig. So if you're looking and you're needing assisted living, if you've ever been there, too, it's such a nice facility. They keep it so clean and very nice. So they do have openings for that. They're also looking for a swing shift cook at the 8th Street location, which could potentially lead to a full-time job. So if you're out there and you're like, oh, I really could, you know, I have some experience or, you know, anything like that and would need a job, give them a call. Kathy also mentioned a few things for Tyro Christian Church and school. So the church is hosting a Jesus prom this Friday. So it's free and it's a dinner and dance for people with disabilities. It'll start at 6 p.m. and they prefer people 10 years or older to attend these events. So yeah, check that out. They also, the school at Tyro is having a pie auction on November 18th at 7 p.m. And they'll be having, it's a fundraiser for the school. They also have some auction items like some Tate's tires that are valued at about $1,000, a football signed by the Buffalo Bills team, and just some other awesome items to help raise funds for that. So next we had Leanne Eggers with Coffeyville Public Library. She mentioned that the Library Foundation, and they've had a conversation and came up with some ideas of ways to use some of the funds to help benefit the library. And a few new things they've added is they now have a charging station where you can charge your iPad, your phone, anything like that. Some new library cards, and then also newer gaming systems. So a PS4, and they also have an Xbox One in the teen area. And then they have moved a TV to the kids area. So there's a TV there that will have a Wii and an Xbox 360. So if you want to bring your kiddos there to play some games and hang out with other kids, great time to go there. Yeah. Next, we had Melissa Johnson with Harry Hines Hospice. They do what they call Cookie Day. And that's on December 2nd. And what they do is they get volunteers to bake and box up cookies for their patients. So they'll bring them around to the patients to have some holiday cookies and kind of celebrate the giving spirit. So if you're interested in baking some cookies or just maybe helping box up and get that prepared on December 2nd, you can give Melissa a call at 620-704-1104. Next, we had Janie DeVorgelis with the Coffeyville Area Community Foundation. They have a big event coming up, of course, their Match Day. So they started this event back in 2013, and since they kicked it off, if you're not familiar with Match Day, they had pretty much one day they encourage people to donate and give I think there's like 17, maybe 15 to 17, maybe more, organizations that are nonprofits to get those funds. So since 2013, they've given away over $570,000 back into the community, which is amazing. And then last year they had $106,000. So this year we want to beat that, of course. So make sure you come in. They host that at the Perkins Building, so at our chamber office, 807 Walnut, and that will be on Thursday, November 14th. From 7 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. is when you can come into the location, or there is 24-hour online giving at www.givematchgrow.com. So if you know, if you can't make it in or whatever, you can jump on the website, donate. I know that KGGF hosts a live remote there, so it's great because the representatives from those organizations can talk about, you know, their cause and why what they're doing, and they have seen a correlation between when they've had representatives talk, they've seen increase in those donations. So they are very thankful for the radio to come do that. So we appreciate you guys for always stepping in and being a great community host. So yeah, so get out there and make sure you donate on that day. Every dollar they get in, they match, they have $40,000 that they match based on percentage. So based on whatever. So everything does get a match. Depend, you know, maybe not dollar for dollar type deal, but a percentage of that $40,000 will get to every organization. Next, we had Jody Hamby with the Salvation Army Community Volunteers. And she just wanted to mention that next week they're going to be starting their applications for Christmas help. So if you're a family out there that needs some assistance this Christmas, you can go by there to get signed up. Monday afternoon, she'll be there. And then also Tuesday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Thursday is going to be 9 to 6 p.m. And then Friday, 9 to 4 as well. So stop in there and you can get signed up, or if you can help a if you know a family that needs to sign up, you can let them know. Next, tag along with that, we had Joe Brooks with the Salvation Army, and he is still looking for bell ringers. He has been filling up some, but still quite a few openings. So if your organization, family, friends want to get together and ring some bells for, you know, a couple hours, you can give him a call at 620-870-9261. And they're going to actually be at Walmart this week, this Saturday, because they're doing a toy drive, and they're going to be bringing bells also to kind of kick it off and get some money as well. So he's been the coordinator for the bell ring for, this is his 10th year. So pretty awesome that we have him in our community. And as always, he wanted to say, God bless Coffeyville.
Absolutely. So. He was actually in yesterday talking about the toy drive and then what all they're doing. So they're going to be out there this Saturday. So
yeah. So stop by, grab a toy, drop it in their bin, and help out any way you can. So next we had Anne Marie with Liebert Brothers. She wanted to invite everyone to come out for Holiday Open House 12 to 4 this Sunday. So again, she just mentioned that, you know, a lot of our stores work really hard to prepare for this. Shop local. We love pushing that. But also, even if, you know, you're like, oh, I really can't afford, just go and just fellowship and mingle and talk to these businesses and thank them for being here and being part of this community. It's really just a great day to go out and just talk to people and just say hello and kind of fun Christmas time. So make sure you put that on your calendar this Sunday. She also wanted to thank everyone for coming out to Holy Names Fall Festival this past Sunday. So it was a great meal, great fellowship, and great craft booths. So thanks to everyone who helped. And also she said, hope to see you at match day. Best time of the year, because it's everyone's in their giving spirit. So it is nicely timed. Next, we had Jamie Grant with the Coffeyville Recreation Commission. This Saturday is their Mother's Son Ball. So tickets are still on sale, and you can get them at the door. The event will be from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Bobby Clemens Recreation Commission Center. They're going to have snacks, photo booth, and DJ. So the boys like just pretty much just run around and burn off some energy. So if you have a son and you need him to burn off some energy, take him there on Saturday. She also mentioned that tumbling is still open, so they will start those classes on November 14th. Deadline to sign up is November 12th, and they do those on Tuesdays and Thursdays for, I think it's about 4 weeks long. Next, myself, Sam Kudrick with Visit Coffeyville. I mentioned that the Christmas candlelit tours are coming up at the Brown Mansion. So I know we're still, you know, about a month away from those, but we're definitely hitting the ground running, preparing for that. So this month we'll be starting the decorations, and it does take a village. Usually we have 50 trees. This year we're going to have 150 trees. So please, please come out with your family. It's a beautiful thing to go see. I'll just give you the dates and time so you guys can save the date for now, but the dates will be December 11th, 15th, 18th, 21st, 22nd, and 23rd from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on all six of those evenings. So next I'm going to turn it to Keisha to finish up for us.
So next we have Pearlie Wilson, Pastor Pearlie Wilson, that will be hosting her Ladies of Virtue and Excellence Love Gathering that is starting November the 7th, 8th, and 9th at St. John Church of Faith, 602 West Martin. The doors will open at 5:30. This will be her 20th year, so come out and celebrate with the women. Next we had, myself, Lakeisha Johnson, Mary Kay, who gave a big shout out and a thank you to everyone who helped her win her cruise to the Bahamas. She went last week and she had a wonderful time. Just letting everyone know that we're getting ready to kick it in gear and start running for directorship. So if you are in need of Mary Kay or any products, please give her a call at 620-446-4344. And then on the chamber side, we're getting ready to kick off the Holiday Open House, which is November 10th from 12 to 4. And then you will be able to see all of our contacts of the businesses on our Facebook page. That if you are interested, like Sam said, please go see them, stop by, and thank them for their time and effort for the time they're putting in here in Coffeyville. Next, we will have on November 29th is our kickoff for our Christmas Bucks. That's where you can start actually going in and to all the areas that are participating and start getting your tickets for the entries that's coming up. Then we will have the Christmas Parade, which is December 6th. We are still in need of entries. Our goal is to have 150. So if you have not signed up, please see us at the chamber and get the information to us so we can make this happen. And I think that is all we had.
Yeah, next week CNN will be Isham's Hardware downtown. And then the only one this year we have open, if you're a chamber member out there and you're like, man, I really want to host, December 4th. We're looking for a host. So.
And then remember, you have all next year to pick a date.
Yes. Yeah, 2020 is open, so let us know.
well, again, lots of stuff going on in Coffeyville, and lots of great things also to help out the community. So that's what it's all about. Ladies, thank you very much for coming in today. We definitely appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right, Sam and Keisha from the Coffeyville Chamber of Commerce and talking about the great things going on in Coffeyville. Let's go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will have your call. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.